Thank you and good morning. Pelican Bay State Prison remains on lockdown following a riot at the facility yesterday that sent 8 corrections officers and 7 inmates to the hospital with injuries. The incident began at about 10:25 yesterday morning when 2 inmates got into a fight in the general population yard. Staff used pepper spray and batons in an attempt to separate the 2 men, but more inmates joined in the fight and then attacked staff members. Armed corrections officers then fired 19 rounds of rifle ammunition and shot 5 inmates, and nearly 100 inmates were moved into segregation units following the melee. 6 of the injured corrections officers were treated and released from the hospital, while the other 2, who suffered significant injuries, are expected to fully recover. Investigators from the corrections department will conduct a criminal and administrative investigation into the incident. What began as an investigation into a suspicious death in the small town of Casper in Mendocino County is now a murder investigation. Detectives in Mendocino have traveled to San Joaquin County after 39-year-old Kellyanne Cohn, who was wanted in connection with the death of 57-year-old Jamie Shipman, turned herself into the sheriff's office there after she contacted a private attorney. Shipman and her husband lived on the property in Casper, as did Cohn and her 20-year-old son, and it's suspected that a dispute had arisen between the parties. On Tuesday morning, sheriff's deputies first responded to the area on a report of shots fired, and then a second call came in to report Shipman had been shot and killed. Detectives found evidence at the scene they believe ties Cohn to the killing, and it's believed she fled in the victim's business truck, a vehicle that was recovered as well. Detectives will interview Cohn, and she will be brought back to Mendocino County. She was booked for homicide with no bail. A Eureka man who assaulted the 76-year-old owner of a local restaurant has been sentenced to 8 years in prison with an additional 8 months tacked on for special circumstances. In October of last year, 38-year-old Jason Curtis was asked by the owner of the Stuffed Potato restaurant to leave the business as he was causing a disturbance. Curtis then punched the woman in the face, causing serious injury. Members of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department were on scene during the attack, and they were able to subdue Curtis until police arrived, as well as provide first aid for the victim. Curtis pleaded guilty to felony elder abuse, and the extra 8 months comes courtesy of the fact that he was already on felony probation at the time of the assault. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
Humboldt deputies responded to a residence on Herrick Avenue in Eureka on Tuesday following a report of a domestic dispute that resulted in a man being stabbed. Upon arrival, deputies contacted the victim and 36-year-old Kimberly Whitlock, and they determined that Whitlock had stabbed the victim with a kitchen knife at some point during the altercation. She was booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting corporal injury to a spouse, and probation violation.
Thank you, Jordan. And we wrap up the news segment with news about the Humboldt State women's softball team. At last year's Division II championships, the Jacks were 1 game away from winning a 3rd national title, but fell short. This year, the Jacks are the lowest seed, the 8th seed, and they begin action by taking on #1 ranked Angelo State today at 8 a.m. in Salem, Virginia. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that Caltrans had allocated $5 million for engineering and environmental studies at the last chance grade was welcome to many in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. That includes Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who was part of the working group of local business owners and elected officials, along with state and federal representatives, that will study the proposed routes around the troubled site. Sundberg said on Talk Shop the studies are the necessary first step in getting the project underway.
They'll put in equipment around last chance grade on the backside of it, and they'll do geotechnical studies and some other environmental studies. So the working group that I'm on, we have like 7 routes right now that it could take, but we can't go any further with picking a preferred alternative route until we get some more studies back.
Environmental sensitivity was always going to play a role in any construction project, and Sundberg points out that large redwoods, many virgin, stand directly in the path of the shortest and cheapest routes around the slip out.
The shortest distance goes right through old growth redwood trees that are, I believe they're virgin. Goes from that to old growth to second growth, you know, big trees also. So the way it worked out, and when you see it on the maps that we were looking at, was the shorter the route, the more impact it would have on the environment.
The greatest concern at this point is a roadway failure that would effectively cut us off from Del Norte and points north. You can listen to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg discuss the issue by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.